Hey, it's always a pleasure to be back at Ackridge Farm Club. Heather told me we were coming. I get excited here, Alan, because I really enjoy visiting with you because I love the old traditional feel of just the store. You guys have a little bit of everything in here, and I always love to come in and think, well, man, I could use one of these, or do I need one of these? And that's really what you're all about.
Yes, we're a little bit of everything, kind of built. We've been added on, built on 100 times, but I think Mr. Rubel started a little room about 10 by 10, and in 61, he was doing 100,000 with the business out of his billfold. Started adding one building after another. Now we've kind of added more warehouse space and more showroom space, added a place for our Skag lawnmowers. And now we're in the process of adding on to one of our buildings. I hadn't told Paul Aggregate yet, I guess. Anyway.
He may know now, right?
We're going to add on to one of them because we're going to increase our lumber. The lumber business is growing for us, and we're not in the big house building, but people need a board or two on a Saturday evening. They need it, so we're trying to have everything. Some of it we got outside, so we'll get more back inside. So that's our project we're up to now. Like I said, we got the whole block now, so we got a lot of space we can bring. The business is growing, and in springtime, it's covered up in planters and trucks getting chemicals and seed and fertilizer. The whole works. This time of year is kind of a little bit slow for us, but like I said, it's been deer plot seed and apples and stuff that y'all done talked about. But we're working with the farmers. We're getting the harvest in, and most of the harvest is probably, corn is probably 85-90% done. Our early corn was really good. Further we got later, we planted, the worse it got. But, you know, it ran out of water. It has to have water. Our beans, same way. Early beans, planted early, done good. But as we get further from the planting date, that yield goes down. We about got most of them, conventional beans, but we like all the double crops. And they were planted in moisture, come up quick, looked great, but never got another rain. So it's yet to be seen what that's going to do. I think they're going to be some low yields, but there's a lot of beans, a lot of pods there, but they ain't very big, and it didn't fill out. So we got to have the water. We do everything we can do, but we got to have the water. In August, we were a little bit slow here because we usually spray all the beans with fungicide. We had to quit because it's dry. It just wasn't worth putting more money into, so we quit. So that slowed us down a little bit. And then the lawnmower business slowed down, too, because of the dry weather. So, yeah, so August was kind of a slow time. But it's picking back up now, like I said. And we're getting a lot of waterways done after they get the harvest done. They're getting ready to start planting wheat. And we've got second year, we're getting some canola in the area again. We've tried that a few years, but we've got two or three farmers that done got it planted. We tried to get it planted before the 20th, and we missed that a little bit.
Right.
But we got a rain on it right after we planted and got it sprayed. So we feel good about that. It's coming up. Now it's time to get all the wheat in the ground. And that'll probably start Monday next week. They're getting the ground sprayed and ready and worked and fertilized and probably start around the 10th. We try to wait about the 10th to start. So that'll start next week.
Yeah, and you guys do great at just kind of knowing what the farmers need, and that's what I know. Several folks have come through today, and you pretty much are number one. You know them when they come through the door. Number two, you kind of know what they need, and really are able to help them kind of figure it out.
Yeah, we've known, and we've learned over the years. You know, they don't plan a whole lot ahead. You know, and I learned if I'm out here on the dock, once they're getting loaded today, I can find out what they're going to do tomorrow, so I can have it and be ready. And we've built that business on that, so I don't stay in the office very much. I'm usually out there on the dock watching them get loaded or talking to the farmer as they're getting loaded and see what they're going to do tomorrow and see what they need. And it's worked out great for us. So we can have it, and they know that I'm here. If they need me, I'm here. So they can come by and get what they need and talk to me. And we can get whatever we need discussed. And if we have to go look at a field, we'll do that too. So
let's talk about fencing. I hear them talking about fencing in the background there. We try to get some of these other guys on the room. They got busy real quick, Gary. Yeah. It's amazing how quick they get when we get on the radio. We were talking with Shane earlier, and Heather Riley asked Shane after we got off the air, has he ever eaten some of the cherry bomb back here? And he's like, and some of the guys came over and said, well, I eat it every morning with a bowl of milk, you know?
I think Shane does too, because he got a sermon on this deer plot and a cherry bomb, and he's done a good job. We had a good volume, and it's amazing how much stuff is sold for these deer hunters for spot seed, fertilizer, and like the cherry bomb, the mineral. It's just amazing how much. And shell corn, we got two guys that sack shell corn every day, and it's, you know, we're going through 10 pallets a day right now. So it's amazing how much stuff goes just for that. So, and we're lucky. Our business can can adapt about anything, right, you know, yeah. Whatever it is. We got hardware, we got plumbing, we got lawn and garden, we got seed, fertilizer, chemicals. And we're also fortunate to have a crew that we don't all know everything, but there's one of us here somewhere that's pretty good expert in about any category. So if we get in over our heads, we can call in the expert on each category. And they're able to store on us too. We got electricians working for us. We got carpenters can work. They can answer any carpenter questions. Myself and Roger can answer about any kind of crop question. And so we got paint guys on Edible. They can, if we get overheads there, we can call them and they can answer that for us. So it's very fortunate. We got a very good group of people that knows what they're doing, and we can go to them and get it done.
That makes a big difference, you know. And I think you got a little experience in business too. So you've only been here how many years?
I've only been here 50 years.
50 years.
So, yeah. I came here for 1 year in 1975. My wife was still going to school, and I got out of student teaching. Dean was never hard anybody, but just family. But he was getting older, and I think wanted to go to ball games with his kids. So I didn't know that later. But I agreed to work for 1 year until my wife got out of school. And that was 50 years ago, and I'm still here. And I told him, he didn't lie to me. He promised me full-time work, and he sure didn't lie.
Full-time plus some, right?
Yeah, that's right. He said, you can make what you want to. You just got to work for it. That's right.
Nothing wrong with that. Mr. Gary Hollett here. We're at Ackridge Farm Supply in Fredonia. Great place to always visit. If you've never come by Ackridge, you're missing out. That's for sure. You need to come by and see them. And Gary and the folks here, they'll be glad to help you. Even get you some of the cherry bomb here. Now, we asked William if he'd ever eaten any of it. And I almost said, almost made the mistake of saying, I'll try some if you try some. But I'm afraid he would have tried some. And we'd probably be in trouble. But we're at Ackridge Farm Supply. We'll come back and visit one more time. We're on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.